Well, Todd, first off, I think a lot of us would probably like to wire $7 to your bank account so you can buy yourself a drink tonight. It's been a doozy.
Yeah, it has been one for the books. There's no doubt about that. Thankfully, we haven't had, as significant tornadoes as what they saw down in parts of northeast Nebraska earlier this afternoon. But we've had plenty of hail. We've had plenty of rain. We've had plenty of wind across the tri-state area. And it looks like now the heavy rain threat continues on into the overnight hours.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been getting reports of washed out roads all over the area. Interstate 29, no travel advised to the south of Sioux Falls. I mean, I know that numbers are still fluid at this point, but the question that's on the top of everybody's mind is just exactly how much rain have we gotten here in the Sioux Empire?
Well, in the Sioux Falls area here at the airport, we received just shy of 2.25 inches of rain from this batch of storms that moved through the area earlier. Now, obviously, we got more storms moving in. We're going to add to that total. But having said that, there was other parts of Sioux Falls that picked up more substantial rain than that. And all that rain fell in a very short time frame, about an hour, the way it looks like right now.
Yeah, and tell us with the hail that we saw across the area, what was the biggest reports of that?
Well, we've had reports of ping pong ball size hail. That would be the biggest that we're aware of that has been called into the office. But tomorrow we may hear a little bit larger hailstone reports from the storm's activities earlier this afternoon. But all these reports are all preliminary, just because of the fact that it's been so ongoing, to say the least, that things continue to evolve, and a lot of people are dealing with flooding issues and everything else, that they'll eventually get that information to us when they have time after they take care of their own belongings themselves.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of that flood, you have issued a flood warning for the Sioux Falls area, actually much of Interstate 29 between Sioux Falls and Brookings and areas to the west. Tell us what's involved with that.
Well, really what we're expecting is this heavy rain threat to continue on into the evening, and late evening and early overnight hours. We're expecting basically south of Highway 34, South Dakota Highway 34, and mainly east of South Dakota Highway 81, to continue to experience these thunderstorms evolving and developing across the area. And rainfall amounts within the next 6 to 8 hours could be anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. So areas that have already experienced the heavy rain over the weekend, and then also today's activity, is just going to have a continuation of this salt being rubbed into an open wound.
Now, Todd, before we let you go here, just kind of to give some insight to our listeners who might be dialing this in online, give us an idea of, I guess, as in lamest terms as you can, of the science that goes into a storm system like this. Because as you mentioned, we didn't see much in the way of tornadoes, but we definitely saw the winds, the hail, and the rain, as you had mentioned. What makes this storm different from a storm that would produce tornadoes?
Well, the main thing that was missing and around our area is basically what we call wind shear, different wind speeds or wind directions as you go up in the atmosphere, enough to provide the rotation to these storms to produce the tornadoes. We just didn't have that. We had plenty of other ingredients to produce the other parts of severe weather, but the tornado activity was more favorable in areas across eastern Nebraska. But thankfully so, that's the one thing that we can, knock on wood right now and say we really didn't experience too much of the way of tornado activity that could have been across the area that, that northeast Nebraska saw.
Well, Todd, we will hope that everybody across the area stays safe for the rest of the night as they will deal with the remnants of this rainstorm for the next couple of weeks. And Todd, to you yourself, have yourself a safe evening as well, and we hope for your own sake you're able to stay sane.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to just make sure that people realize that if they don't have to drive around, please don't do it, because there's many roadways, that, as you mentioned, that are washed out, that are covered by flood waters. If you come across a road or an area that's flooded, take an alternate route. Don't drive through it. You have no idea if that road's washed out or not. So just use common sense and be safe out there over the next 12 to 24 hours.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd, and have yourself a fantastic evening.
You too.